You are going to hear a radio program. You are going to hear it twice. Read the sentences below. You will have 90 seconds to do this. Listen to the tape and circle the right answers. An example has been done for you.
Researchers have found that men who eat sweets and chocolates regularly live for almost a year longer than those men who never or only occasionally eat them. This new evidence comes from a study of approximately 8,000 American men over a period of 80 years. The longest living men were those who ate chocolate between 1 and 3 times a month. They cut their risk of death by a third. Men who ate chocolate and sweets once or twice a week cut their risks by a quarter.
Some of the world's most endangered plants have a firmer grasp on survival than anyone had suspected until now. A study by Botanic Gardens Conservation International says about 9,000 species which are threatened in the wild are in fact thriving in botanic gardens. This is about a quarter of all the plants which are known to be at risk, but a fraction of the possible total. Scientists say that anything up to 100,000 species may disappear because of both habitat destruction and climate change.
UK researchers have collected the first hard evidence of monkeys using tools. Cambridge researchers observed wild capuchin monkeys in the Brazilian forest using stones to help them forage for food on an almost daily basis. Scientists have already known for some time that capuchins use tools in captivity, but have only occasionally observed them doing so in the wild. The monkeys typically held the stone with one hand and used it to hit the ground quickly 3 to 6 times, while simultaneously scooping away the soil with the other hand.
Tiny robots powered by living muscle have been created by scientists at the University of California, Los Angeles. The devices were formed by growing rat cells on microscopic silicon chips. Less than a millimeter long, the minuscule robots can move themselves without any external source of power. The work is a dramatic example of the marriage of biotechnology with the tiny world of nanotechnology. In nanotechnology, researchers often turn to the natural world for inspiration.
More research has been published linking smoking to health risks, with a study suggesting the habit affects IQ. Researchers looked at how the cognitive abilities of smokers and non-smokers changed over time. They found smokers performed significantly worse in 5 separate tests. About 465 people were tested on their mental abilities in 1947. They were tested again in 2002 when they reached the age of 64. Current or former smokers were found to perform less well in the tests that evaluated their memory and learning and how quickly they processed information.
More and more people are being caught up in a growing number of natural disasters, a UN agency said on Friday. The International Strategy for Disaster Reduction said the increase in numbers vulnerable to natural shocks was due partly to global warming. It is said 254 million people were affected by natural hazards last year, nearly 3 times as many as in 1990. The assessment comes as the Caribbean and the U.S. are being hit by a series of devastating hurricanes. Events including earthquakes and volcanoes, floods and droughts, storms, fires, and landslides killed about 83,000 people in 2003, up from about 53,000 deaths 13 years earlier. The statistics said there was a consistent trend of the last decade of an increasing number of people affected by disasters.
Scientists have been studying the coral reefs off the Gulf of Mexico and have discovered an increase in the number of coral infections. In 1996, researchers found sickly reefs in 24 places. Coral reefs are dying at an alarming rate. In one case, a reef had lost more than one-third of its coral in 3 years. At the moment, very little is understood about the diseases harming the coral. What is known is that the diseases are most common in areas where there is human development.
Natural disasters can be a threat to the growing expansion of big cities underground, the United Nations says. It says developers often burrow beneath the surface without knowing enough of the risks and with inadequate plans to lessen the effects of any disaster. The warning comes from experts at the United Nations University just before a conference on how to reduce disasters. The UNU experts say growing urban land pressure is making it increasingly attractive to find new subterranean space for subways, shopping malls, car parks, and other needs. But an expert of the UNU says studies of potential natural disaster risks are often neglected.
Food firms have been warned by the EU to stop advertising junk food to children and make labeling clearer. The EU's Health and Consumer Affairs Commissioner said that unless voluntary steps were taken, the EU would introduce legislation. He said the move was needed to fight rising levels of obesity, and he wanted significant commitments from the food industry within a year. Experts estimate that almost 25% of children in the EU are now obese. About 400,000 are becoming either obese or overweight every year.
China is to remeasure the world's tallest peak, Mount Everest, because of fears it may be shrinking. A recent survey found the summit had dropped 1.3 meters because of global warming. The height of the mountain, which lies on the border between China and Nepal, has long been a subject of controversy. It was first measured in the 1850s, but a more accurate Indian survey 100 years later calculated the mountain to be 8,848 meters tall. In 1999, American scientists remeasured the mountain using global positioning satellite technology. They and the National Geographic Society concluded that the peak was 2 meters higher. But now global warming is melting glaciers on the world's highest mountain, apparently causing it to shrink.
Scientists believe they have discovered the reason why mosquitoes find some of us more tasty than others. It was already known that some people produce come-and-get-me smells, which appeal to the mosquitoes. Research found those less likely to be bitten produced odors which masked these scents. The natural repellent could be used to protect everyone from the bugs. Until that happens, people who are frequently bitten might benefit from hanging around those who escape relatively unscathed.
Listen again and check your answers.
Researchers have found that men who eat sweets and chocolates regularly live for almost a year longer than those men who never or only occasionally eat them. This new evidence comes from a study of approximately 8,000 American men over a period of 80 years. The longest living men were those who ate chocolate between 1 and 3 times a month. They cut their risk of death by a third. Men who ate chocolate and sweets once or twice a week cut their risks by a quarter.
Some of the world's most endangered plants have a firmer grasp on survival than anyone had suspected until now. A study by Botanic Gardens Conservation International says about 9,000 species which are threatened in the wild are in fact thriving in botanic gardens. This is about a quarter of all the plants which are known to be at risk, but a fraction of the possible total. Scientists say that anything up to 100,000 species may disappear because of both habitat destruction and climate change.
UK researchers have collected the first hard evidence of monkeys using tools. Cambridge researchers observed wild capuchin monkeys in the Brazilian forest using stones to help them forage for food on an almost daily basis. Scientists have already known for some time that capuchins use tools in captivity, but have only occasionally observed them doing so in the wild. The monkeys typically held the stone with one hand and used it to hit the ground quickly 3 to 6 times, while simultaneously scooping away the soil with the other hand.
Tiny robots powered by living muscle have been created by scientists at the University of California, Los Angeles. The devices were formed by growing rat cells on microscopic silicon chips. Less than a millimeter long, the minuscule robots can move themselves without any external source of power. The work is a dramatic example of the marriage of biotechnology with the tiny world of nanotechnology. In nanotechnology, researchers often turn to the natural world for inspiration.
More research has been published linking smoking to health risks, with a study suggesting the habit affects IQ. Researchers looked at how the cognitive abilities of smokers and non-smokers changed over time. They found smokers performed significantly worse in five separate tests. About 465 people were tested on their mental abilities in 1947. They were tested again in 2002 when they reached the age of 64. Current or former smokers were found to perform less well in the tests that evaluated their memory and learning and how quickly they processed information.
More and more people are being caught up in a growing number of natural disasters, a UN agency said on Friday. The International Strategy for Disaster Reduction said the increase in numbers vulnerable to natural shocks was due partly to global warming. It is said 254 million people were affected by natural hazards last year, nearly three times as many as in 1990. The assessment comes as the Caribbean and the U.S. are being hit by a series of devastating hurricanes. Events including earthquakes and volcanoes, floods and droughts, storms, fires, and landslides killed about 83,000 people in 2003, up from about 53,000 deaths 13 years earlier. The statistics said there was a consistent trend of the last decade of an increasing number of people affected by disasters.
Scientists have been studying the coral reefs off the Gulf of Mexico and have discovered an increase in the number of coral infections. In 1996, researchers found sickly reefs in 24 places. Coral reefs are dying at an alarming rate. In one case, a reef had lost more than one-third of its coral in 3 years. At the moment, very little is understood about the diseases harming the coral. What is known is that the diseases are most common in areas where there is human development.
Natural disasters can be a threat to the growing expansion of big cities underground, the United Nations says. It says developers often burrow beneath the surface without knowing enough of the risks and with inadequate plans to lessen the effects of any disaster. The warning comes from experts at the United Nations University just before a conference on how to reduce disasters. The UNU experts say growing urban land pressure is making it increasingly attractive to find new subterranean space for subways, shopping malls, car parks, and other needs. But an expert of the UNU says studies of potential natural disaster risks are often neglected.
Food firms have been warned by the EU to stop advertising junk food to children and make labeling clearer. The EU's Health and Consumer Affairs Commissioner said that unless voluntary steps were taken, the EU would introduce legislation. He said the move was needed to fight rising levels of obesity, and he wanted significant commitments from the food industry within a year. Experts estimate that almost 25% of children in the EU are now obese. About 400,000 are becoming either obese or overweight every year.
China is to remeasure the world's tallest peak, Mount Everest, because of fears it may be shrinking. A recent survey found the summit had dropped 1.3 meters because of global warming. The height of the mountain, which lies on the border between China and Nepal, has long been a subject of controversy. It was first measured in the 1850s. But a more accurate Indian survey 100 years later calculated the mountain to be 8,848 meters tall. In 1999, American scientists remeasured the mountain using global positioning satellite technology. They and the National Geographic Society concluded that the peak was 2 meters higher. But now global warming is melting glaciers on the world's highest mountain, apparently causing it to shrink.
Scientists believe they have discovered the reason why mosquitoes find some of us more tasty than others. It was already known that some people produce come-and-get-me smells, which appeal to the mosquitoes. Research found those less likely to be bitten produced odors which masked these scents. The natural repellent could be used to protect everyone from the bugs. Until that happens, people who are frequently bitten might benefit from hanging around those who escape relatively unscathed.